Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, SWOT Analysis for Strategic Planning. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Techniques and Tools for Business Analysis in the Business Analysis for Developers in Finance and FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore the concept of SWOT analysis, how to conduct a SWOT analysis effectively, and its applications in the finance and FinTech industries. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to apply SWOT analysis techniques to assess business strategies effectively, enabling you to make informed decisions that can drive success in your projects. Main content: understanding SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. SWOT analysis is a strategic planning tool used to identify and evaluate the internal and external factors that can affect a business. The acronym stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Strengths are the internal attributes that give your business an advantage over competitors. This could include a skilled workforce, proprietary technology, or strong brand recognition. For instance, if test company has a unique technology that simplifies financial transactions, this becomes a significant strength. Weaknesses, on the other hand, are the internal factors that may hinder business performance. This could involve limited resources, lack of expertise, or an outdated system. Recognizing weaknesses allows a company to address and mitigate these issues effectively. Opportunities refer to external factors that a business can capitalize on to grow and expand. For example, the rise of digital banking and mobile payment solutions presents numerous opportunities for fintech companies to innovate and attract new customers. Threats are external challenges that can jeopardize a business's success. These could be economic downturns, increased competition, or regulatory changes. Understanding potential threats helps businesses prepare and develop contingency plans. By analyzing these four components, businesses can create a comprehensive overview of their current position in the market, which can inform strategic planning. How to conduct a SWOT analysis? Conducting a SWOT analysis involves a systematic approach to gather and evaluate information about your business. Here are the steps to perform a SWOT analysis effectively. Gather a team. Include individuals from various departments to provide diverse perspectives. This collaborative effort ensures a more comprehensive analysis. Identify strengths and weaknesses. Start by listing your organization's strengths and weaknesses. Encourage open discussions to uncover insights that may not be immediately obvious. Consider conducting surveys or interviews to gather input from employees. Analyze opportunities and threats. Research external factors affecting your business. This could involve market research, competitor analysis, and industry trends. Use tools like PESEL analysis, political, economic, social, technological, legal, and environmental, to identify potential opportunities and threats. Prioritize the findings. Once you've compiled your lists, prioritize each item based on its significance. This will help you focus on the most impactful factors during your strategic planning process. Develop strategies. Use the insights from your SWOT analysis to create actionable strategies. For example, leverage your strengths to capitalize on opportunities while addressing weaknesses to mitigate threats. Through this structured approach, you can effectively assess your business strategies and make informed decisions. Applications of SWOT in finance and fintech. SWOT analysis is particularly valuable in the finance and fintech sectors due to the rapidly changing landscape and competitive environment. Here are some practical applications. Product development. By identifying strengths and opportunities, businesses can innovate new products or services. For instance, if a fintech company recognizes a growing demand for blockchain-based solutions, it can leverage its tech expertise to develop offerings that meet this need. Market entry strategies. A SWOT analysis can help businesses evaluate the feasibility of entering new markets. For example, if a company identifies a weakness in its current service offerings but sees an opportunity in a new geographic region, it can strategize to improve its offerings before launching. Risk management. Understanding potential threats allows organizations to develop risk mitigation strategies. For instance, if regulatory changes pose a threat, a company can proactively engage with legal experts to ensure compliance and minimize disruptions. Competitive analysis. By comparing their SWOT findings with those of competitors, businesses can identify gaps in the market and refine their positioning. This insight can inform marketing strategies and customer engagement efforts. By applying SWOT analysis in these ways, finance and fintech companies can enhance their strategic planning efforts and drive growth. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the fundamentals of SWOT analysis, including its components and how to conduct an analysis effectively. We also discussed practical applications of SWOT in the finance and fintech sectors, emphasizing its importance in strategic planning. By applying these techniques, you will be equipped to assess business strategies more effectively, making informed decisions that can contribute to your company's success. As we move on to the next lesson, keep in mind the importance of continuous evaluation and adaptation in your strategic planning processes. Reflection questions: how can you identify and leverage your business's strengths to capitalize on new opportunities in the fintech market? What internal weaknesses might hinder your organization's growth, and how can you address them? Reflect on the external threats your business may face. What strategies can you develop to mitigate these risks?